Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the show. I'm your host, Endgamer, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Yo Blazer.
I lost my perfect bracket on match 2, but it is still always a pleasure.
We're going to take a look at a big overview of the bracket now that everything's locked. I can't think of a better person to do that with than former contest champion, Board 8 legend, Alti, joining us tonight.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
It's going quite well, except for, of course, for our brackets, as Yo mentioned. Quite a bracket buster already in the first 24 hours. So let's start out with that. We got two matches in the books now. The first was Fallout starting out the contest against Infamous. Ended right on the nose at 81%. You got to call that a pretty impressive performance. The Oracle average there was about 73. Alti, what do you think that tells us about Fallout going forward?
My first reaction to that match is I'm glad I picked it to make the semifinal. But I think that's also indicative. Like, the ad on the homepage, I know a lot of us don't see ads anymore because we have GameFox and all that, but New Vegas was on the homepage as an advertisement. You know, that match happened right after it. So it was going to overperform a little bit, I guess, but, you know, I don't think there's any game in that top fourth of the bracket that's going to stop it from making the final four. Fallout 3 is a beast. The site's going Western.
Yo, were you more impressed with Fallout, or was it more a matter of perfect timing? New game just came out, everyone's excited for it. Of course it was going to have a big showing.
No, I was pretty impressed. Like Ulti, my immediate reaction was kind of relief that I put this in the final four and that I didn't gamble on Half-Life 2. Of course, we've got a lot to see, and you can argue until you're blue in the face about just how weak Infamous is. But the main thing is that Fallout put up 81% in the same spot Link was in last year when Link couldn't even put up 80%. So you got to admit that it earned its top one seed. And that was a hell of a way to start off the contest. I'm impressed. I really don't see anything in its division that's going to touch it. And I think Gordon probably needs a Valve rally to beat it out for the semifinal slot.
One thing I want to say there, though, is like the vote totals were terrible. There was only 41,000 votes in the whole match, which is really bad. But I think Fallout 3 has never brought in the votes, and that could be the problem it faces.
But of course, the real news of this first day of the contest had to be the second round match. Rock Band 2 heavily favored. 60% is what most people were saying in the Oracle. Instead, not only did it not reach those heights, it wasn't even able to win the match. Alti, what are your initial thoughts on this big time upset?
My initial thoughts on this were Deus Ex really deserved this because it's one of the best games ever made. I haven't played it all the way through, but the game's seriously outstanding, and if you haven't played it, go play it. But also, I don't think Game FAQs cares about rhythm games at all. If you look at, I guess it was Axel Steel in the character contest, was at like the dead bottom of the stats one year, and, you know, and my other thought is poor Guitar Hero 2. Melee is going to destroy it. Honestly, it could break 90%, and I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, the site just doesn't care about rhythm games at all. I don't think this really means Deus Ex is strong. It just means Rock Band, you know, sucks.
There's two different ways people are looking at this one. Some people are saying, you know, this means that the name brand isn't going to matter as much as contest, and that people are actually taking the game of the decade label seriously and thinking, you know, which one of these was the standout game, the critically acclaimed game, and that's why they voted against RB2. Of course, the other way to look at it is just Europe doesn't like this series at all. Australia has never had Rock Band 2 released there. Which one of those are you leaning towards, Yo?
I think it's way too early to try and deem this a trend based on a match between two very weak games that drew like 5 votes between them. Like, these games are obviously weak. The Deus Ex, the winner, is going to get destroyed next round. I don't think you could base any trends off this match. But, you know, just speaking personally, as a fan of the contest, as a stats nerd, because I have no attachment to either of these two games, like, what a fantastic way to start the contest. What a great match. Leading up to it, a lot of us had been speaking very arrogantly, probably me included, you know, despite never having seen a contest like this before. So it was great for everybody to just be served a gigantic slice of humble pie right at the beginning by Mr. J.C. Denton. I thought that was a lot of fun.
What a shame.
Yeah, completely out of left field. So much fun. I give all the credit to the people who got it right. And I was actually kind of worried that we were just going to have boring matches until Sunshine and Halo brought the house down. But I'm glad that I was wrong, and I'm even more glad that it was just a pointless one-point match that doesn't really hurt anybody.
Yeah, it was fun that we got smacked down to earth so handily, but it was also actually really fun match to follow. One of the bigger percent turnarounds, of course, because North America was so different from the rest of the world, ended up being about a 500 vote cut with the ASV. Didn't end up being enough, but that was still pretty fun to watch, and of course a lot of debate, is it going to have the steam to make it, and came up a little short. Alti, did you ever think Rock Band was going to be able to pull off the comeback during the day?
No. Once the after-school vote thing, once that started and Deus Ex was stalling a lot, the match was never going to be close, I don't think. The only real issue was how Europe going to sleep would really affect the match, but I was never really worried Rockman was going to come back. And I was honestly rooting for my bracket to lose because Deus Ex is the better game, and I'm not really a big Rock Band person, I guess. The match also kind of sucked in a way because there were topics all over the board from people saying Deus Ex wasn't winning by enough, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You should be happy your game's pulling an upset off. Like, what the F? If you're not happy your game's just winning and you're making topics about why is Rock Band even close, I think your priorities are a little backwards. But all in all, really good match. I'm glad it ended up being close, but it was one of those matches where it's like, I know the final margin's something like 800 votes, but it was never really going to be threatened, I don't think. Deus Ex scored like an 800 vote blowout.
Okay, moving on. Just a quick look at some of the matches that are going to take place in the next week here. The one that I'm interested in is actually going to happen in only 11 hours or so. Team Fortress 2 against Fable. And a lot of people blew this off as a no-doubter for TF2. But with Fable 3 just around the corner and Microsoft spending millions of dollars getting hype going for it, Alti, do you think RPG could get the win here on GameFAQs?
You know, honestly, I am a little bit worried about this match because I just dismissingly picked Team Fortress 2, and I still think Team Fortress 2 is probably going to win pretty easily. But if Fable won, it wouldn't surprise me all that much. It would be kind of like, it wouldn't be like Deus Ex beating Rock Band where it just hit us all out of left field. I think a lot of people worried about this. But at the end of the day, I think Valve is just on such an upward trend popularity-wise on the site. I don't think it's going to be a huge problem for Team Fortress because you still have to realize not a whole lot of people like Fable very much. Fable 2 and eventually Fable 3, fine, but the original was a buggy, overhyped mess that people really didn't care for. So I don't know if a sequel release soon is going to do a whole lot for it.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about this one. I'm still taking going with TF2 for my Oracle, but not with a ton of confidence, and I think it's going to be pretty close. Yo, are we just overthinking this, or do you think this is going to be maybe a nail-biter?
Well, I am a Fable fan. I'm actually a big Fable fan, probably behind Neon Reaper, one of the bigger ones on the board, and I'm still going to vote for Team Fortress 2. It's just so cool. And I was worried about this match at first. Once I saw the pictures, I became a bit relieved, less worried, because you've got all the Team Fortress 2 guys up there looking so much cooler than the nameless Fable kid. And yeah, it might be a bit of a stretch here, but Deus Ex is a Steam game. I'm sure it's sold a lot of copies on Steam, and Team Fortress 2 is like the Steam juggernaut behind Portal. I think it's just it and Steam and Valve have just grown a lot over the past year and change, and I'm not really worried about this one too much right now.
All right, so that's a little bit about the week ahead, but our main focus tonight is going to be looking at the full bracket, kind of the big picture. And we're doing that now because the guru stats are starting to roll in. We're getting the brackets entered on the site. And so the first thing we're going to touch is if you guys pull up those guru stats, and I will link them in the topic for our listeners once we have the site all finalized.
We'll take care of you, everybody.
About half the brackets are in so far, and the first thing we wanted to hit on was what are the top two biggest surprises in terms of picks you didn't think that the board would be taking, but they are, and you're a little bit stunned. Ulti, what was your number one big surprise looking over these guru picks?
Kind of broke the rules and I got five surprises, but we'll touch on a good chunk of them later anyway. For the first round, I don't get why Mega Man's such a big favorite over Demon's Souls. Mega Man, you know, we saw not a few hours ago, Game FAQs doesn't care about rhythm games. You know, you can stretch that up out to a lot of other genres, and one of them is download-only games. The site doesn't care about them. And if this game wasn't Mega Man 9, if it was Braid or, you know, any other game that you can only buy online, nobody would be thinking twice about this match. But, you know, I don't think people who don't have a PlayStation 3 get how big Demon's Souls is. I mean, I can understand why Mega Man 9 is the favorite here, and I, you know, it's got a good chance to win and all that good stuff, but it's download only, and you, if it was Mega Man 2 or 3, fine, but it's just, you know, generic Mega Man number, you know, X2, 27, whatever number we're up to now. And it's just, I don't think it's going to be at all a strong game. It's going to be one of the 5 or 10 weakest games in the bracket. Demon's Souls is not a joke, and not a lot of people talked about what the match pick was going to be. It's going to be like old Mega Man 1 box art Mega Man against this badass looking ghost thing. I think the match pick had something to do with why Deus Ex beat Rock Band, because it was close and you could blame any factor for that. If that match is at all close and people vote on picture or whatever, I don't think Demon's Souls is going to have any problem with Mega Man at all. Maybe I don't get the point here or whatever. I don't know. My other big surprise for the first round is, I think it's a 2-1 favorite, Fire Emblem Path of Radiance beating the WWF No Mercy. I remember when No Mercy came out, and it was at the height of the Attitude Era. Everybody had a Nintendo 64. Everybody loved that game. Everybody loved wrestling. The Gurus didn't get that game a 6-seed by themselves. People love that game. It's probably the most famous wrestling game ever, and it doesn't fall into the whole game FAQs doesn't care about sports games like thing. The site has a huge wrestling audience. It still has a huge wrestling audience, even though wrestling sucks now. It's a total joke. I don't think that match is going to be close, and I say that as one of the biggest Fire Emblem fans on the site, and Fire Emblem 9 is my favorite game, and I don't think Fire Emblem is going to have a chance of winning that match. I'd be stunned if it won.
Yo's got to be happy with that vote of support. Your earlier one I thought was a big surprise as well, because earlier in the bracket, it seemed like MM9 Demon's Souls was like a 50-50 kind of split. And then after me and Yo backed it big time on the show here, it went up to almost 75% is where the Gurus have it right now. Mega Man's all of a sudden a huge favorite there.
Souls is not Valkyria. I'm sorry to cut you off here, but Demon's Souls is not Valkyria Chronicles. It didn't sell like, you know, 50,000 copies. The game sold a lot of copies. A lot of people that have a PlayStation 3 have that game, and it's a game FAQs type of game. You come to this site to get help with it because it's so huge, and it's a really big RPG type of thing. This isn't like The World Ends With You or just generic Japanese RPG X. This is a very, very big game on that system right now, and a lot of people are playing it because they know the servers are closing down in April. I honestly don't get why there's such a big disparity there.
Yo, what were you thinking? Something that really shocked you when you saw these stats.
Well, sorry to go back to this one, NG. I know we've harked on it probably more than any other single match, but I could not believe that Mario Sunshine, as much as I'm backing it, is a 2-1 favorite over Halo 3. Like, what the hell are you guys thinking? I wasn't that serious.
They're using their brain, dude.
Yeah. It shocked me to no end. I think it had nothing to do with what I was saying or what Exta was saying. I don't think we encouraged anybody to do it or like our arguments drove people to go this way. No, I think the faith in Halo on the board is just that low right now that they really don't want to pick it over anything. And there are a lot of people that just wanted to kind of be in the cool group that gets the Halo match correct when Halo loses. Like, Halo flops, and yay, I called it. I can high-five everybody else at good old Master Chief's expense, and it'll be so much fun. 2-1 just really shocks the hell out of me, because Sunshine is really, like, the ultimate unknown. Like, who knows how this game's going to do? It might win 3 matches. It might get killed in the first one. So 2-1 for something that is that much of an unknown was very, very puzzling and shocking. An immaculate travesty. I don't know any word you want to put in there. I couldn't freaking believe it at all. But good job, guys. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Can I ask you a question about that match, since I've been thinking about it since the last podcast?
Shoot.
I think we're all in agreement that Halo and Grand Theft Auto kind of perform at comparable levels, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Give or take.
Sure.
If this match was Mario Sunshine against Grand Theft Auto Vice City or San Andreas, would anybody pick Sunshine to win this?
I think a lot of people would still take it. I think a lot of people would consider it, but it would not be a 2-1 favorite. I think it would be an underdog, because I think there's just something special about Halo there. It's not just the legit strength of these two games. It's the fact that this is Mario against Halo. We've never seen that before. We've never seen Mario versus Halo going one-on-one. And My thought immediately when I saw it was that, okay, clap your hands, whatever you want. People are going to treat this as a special match. It doesn't matter if Halo 3 is strong enough to double it under normal circumstances. People are going to look at this match, Mario versus Halo, for the first time ever, one-on-one, and they're going to treat it special. It'd be like, well, I don't know what it'd be like. It might be like nothing else we've ever seen before. Who knows? It might just be like this big old clean disaster. You know, clean is better than dirty, whatever.
You know what's funny about that match? And I just noticed this looking at the bracket. That's the first Nintendo game we're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The very first one. Yeah. Like, so you might have a point there, but I just don't understand how it's going to win that match. Like, Halo 3 did not totally suck last year.
Just watch. Get your squeegees ready.
Or the giant anima that Mario carries around in that game.
Yeah, the flood.
To answer your question, I think if this was a GTA game, it'd be something like a 50-50 in picks. And the interesting thing to me about this whole Sunshine situation is early in the bracket making, that was like a toss-up kind of a match, and Mario kept gaining steam, and now it's a 2-1 favorite there. Not only that, but in the second round, Mario is also favored over Halo 1 now, with about 3% more of the brackets than Halo is getting. And just a few weeks back, again, Halo was the favorite there. So there's another one that we hyped up on the show, and boy, people are picking with us.
But probably not because of us. Sorry, well, to burst your bubble there, Angie. I mean, it could be, but kind of doubt it.
I don't know. I'm going to come up with some more examples. Here's the other one that I was going to bring up as evidence of our influence, and that is second round match, World of Warcraft against Paper Mario. Now, only a couple weeks ago in the board odds, WoW was a 2-1 favorite. And then we really bashed the BOP for that, and we bashed KP for saying WoW would win with 60%. And lo and behold, the guru pick, Paper Mario is now an easy favorite, getting about 58% of the votes for that second round match. Ulti, you definitely have strong thoughts on WoW. And do you agree that was a smart switch to make for many bracket makers?
I don't even think World of Warcraft's going to beat Animal Crossing. I'm dead serious. Run a search on World of Warcraft and find me one poll that suggests it can get more than 50% in a single match. You could put it up against an AIDS-infected dog turd, and the dog turd probably wins.
Like, the dog turd would probably beat like 40% of the bracket.
All right, we're not going to start talking about dog turds. But like, no, but I'm serious. The game is so weak. And last year's format kind of hid how weak it was, I think. But people hate that game on this site. They hate it. And it's just every single one of those polls. Have you played World of Warcraft yet? Do you plan on trying it? Do you like it? Are you one of the 11 million people? There's a ton of those polls. And the last option, which is basically the I hate it option, always gets like 65%. I don't see how World of Warcraft is going to turn around and get more than 50% against anything in a match. The only thing I think could save it against Animal Crossing is the fact that that match happens on a Tuesday. But it's also, you know, your, you know, haha, pat on the back pick was Mario Sunshine winning like 7 matches. Mine is Animal Crossing beating World of Warcraft, and I'm serious. If that happens, it's going to be the funniest match of the whole contest, and I'm just going to go around laughing about how awesome picking that was. I honestly do think World of Warcraft probably wins it, but there's just so much evidence there that the game is going to tank. That I really do think Animal Crossing can win that match.
That's another really great bracket setup by SB, because if you take WoW and put it against a decent Nintendo game, it'll be, oh, it lost, but you know, it can save face. It was Nintendo. But this is like the very bottom of the barrel for Nintendo. And to lose to that would really be embarrassing.
And there's some karma there. I totally picked it because of your great games contest too.
Back in 2003, AC's big upset over Final Fantasy VII, and then it tore through the whole bracket, yeah. All right, Yo, let's hear another one from you. A big surprise as you look over these picks.
Yeah, this one was a big, big surprise, probably bigger than the Sunshine one, because I had conditioned myself. I took a look at the very, very early gurus, and I knew that Sunshine was going to be a favorite, but this one was a complete shock to me. I didn't know at all. Portal as a 2-1 favorite over both Final Fantasy XII and the amazing Zack's game combined. Now, I wasn't even sure if Portal was going to be a favorite, but 2-1 over a mainline Final Fantasy for a Western first-person shooter that you know, it was about, what, 4 hours in length? That is just amazing to me. I mean, I have Portal. I think it's probably going to win. But with that much confidence by the board, it kind of shocked me. Because a few years ago, you know, that never would have happened. That never, never would have happened. And all you have to say is, hey, man, this is a mainline Final Fantasy game, and it's up against a Western game, and your argument, like, ends right there. Everybody knows what your argument is, and that's a valid argument, because look at the last 8 years of this site. You know, so for Portal to be 2-1 favorite over both those Final Fantasies combined, that one really, really took me by surprise.
Yeah, early in the bracket making, I thought, you know what, I'm going to take this. It'll be a cool upset pick.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the upset pick.
Maybe a quarter of the site, or a quarter of the board's going to do the same. And yeah, it's pretty shocking to be that much of a favorite.
I'll be disgusted if Final Fantasy XII wins that match and gets to the divisional final, because it's such a bad game. Crisis Core 2, it's such a bad game. If it wins three matches and gets to the divisional final, I'm just going to be so pissed off. I might not even follow the rest of the contest.
One other thing, it's kind of a minor note, but it did surprise me. Of the people who pick one of the Zeldas to knock off GSC, Majora has twice as many picks as Wind Waker. That surprised me, because I always got the sense that, I mean, I've always backed MM myself, but I've always got the sense that most people agreed Wind Waker would win between those two.
I don't think Wind Waker would win between those two at all.
Yeah, I think Majora's got that.
Majora's Mask, I think, would annihilate Wind Waker in a poll.
I think it would have no trouble there for the sole reason that it is on the same console as Ocarina of Time, released less than 2 years after Ocarina of Time, and seen by much of the fan base as, like, the sequel, you know, the package duo with Ocarina of Time, kind of like Ocarina's little brother. And in a contest that doesn't have Ocarina of Time, Ocarina of Time's little brother might wreak havoc. I still think there's that fear that it can beat Pokemon and just go crazy.
I'm seriously worried about that, because Zelda fans are idiots, and, like, they could go, oh, Ocarina of Time isn't in this contest. Let's rally behind Majora's Mask. We kind of saw that with Mario that 1 year where none of the big guns were in the bracket, and he just went nuts and just annihilated Samus and Chrono and whoever else. But I don't know. I'm like, even though I have Pokemon going very far in this contest, I'm seriously scared to death that Majora's Mask is going to beat it, because it did not get a one seed by accident.
Wow. Do we have any guest hosts that are, like, nice to the Zelda fan base?
You're not.
We gotta work on scheduling. We gotta work on their scheduling. Energy. Who's, like, a big Zelda fan that we can get on for next week?
Dude, you guys are total drones. You're total drones. I'm sorry. You nominated Link more than anybody else last year, even though he always wins.
I wish I could vote for Link right now.
I wish I could kick you in the balls right now. You suck. You all suck. I hate you. I love the Zelda series, but it's like, dude, Link and Zelda always win. Let somebody else win. Dude, Soul Calibur 2 is going to win the contest because Link's on the box.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
It'll be awesome.
All right, there's some other big-time matches we want to hit on, but we're probably going to touch on them in this next segment. It's called Defend Your Bracket. And what we're going to do is take a look at your own bracket and see what are your picks that are most against what the rest of the gurus think are going to happen, like your biggest upsets, and defend why you went that way. Yo, why don't you lead us off? Not too many upsets in your bracket, but take us through the ones you did pick and your reasoning for them.
Right. I was actually surprised to realize that my bracket was kind of cookie-licious. Usually I'm a bit crazy with it, but I don't have a single risk in the first round. I didn't expect that at all. It looks like my biggest risk here is taking Sonic 2 and the Sonic Boys to clean house. And that stemmed mainly from a growing distrust of Uncharted 2. Like, a few weeks ago, I think when we were discussing the contest, when the contest was first announced, I was kind of high on Uncharted. But as I thought more and more about it, I thought, you know what, can this game really win, like, three matches? A few weeks ago, my answer would have been probably, but right now it's probably not. And so I just looked for something early on that could take it. And the big kind of, like, big elephant in the room that was just staring me in the face was Sonic Adventure 2. Here's a game that I think was the last Sonic game that the fan base actually liked. They still have pretty warm feelings toward the game. It obviously has a much, much bigger name than Uncharted. It's an older game now. I think it's nearing a decade old, so it's gotten time to be considered kind of an old classic, and I think those old classics are going to be pretty good in this contest. And I thought it would just take Uncharted 2. I didn't trust Uncharted 2 at all. Once it beats that one, it's going up against either Mario or Halo, Halo versus Sonic, I was probably going to give that one to Sonic. I've got Sonic versus Mario, and I think a lot of people would think I'm crazy for taking Sonic over Mario, but over the past 10 years, I think Sonic has basically more or less been adopted into the Nintendo fan base. He's Nintendo now, and I think this Sonic game versus Mario Sunshine is like, it might be the only case of Sonic versus Mario that the Nintendo fan base will actually let Sonic have. Like, if it was Halo versus Mario or something, like the, or Halo or Sonic versus Mario World, the Nintendo fan base would never let Sonic have that one. It's Mario Sunshine versus Sonic Adventure 2. I think the Nintendo fan base might let Sonic have that one, and that's why I have it going as far as I do, if that makes any sense.
I was totally on board with you until you said Sonic beats Mario, and then I totally jumped off board instantly. And another upset that we're going to have to defend relates to the big Melee versus Brawl match. The board's been talking about it for years. It's been hotly debated. And so let's hear from Alti, who of course feels quite strongly on the subject. Alti, which way did you go in your bracket? And just a little bit about your reasoning for that pick.
Obviously, I picked Melee because I would rather lick the acne cream off of Mega Win Evil's face than pick Brawl to win this match. Like, I'd rather kill myself doing it. Brawl is so bad. From the first day I got it, it was a terrible game. And, you know, if you look at YoBlazers contest project thing, I've been voting Melee since the first day. Brawl is a terrible game. I hate Nintendo for making it. I hate Sakurai for effing it up so bad. And it's just, I will never again let myself get hyped about a game that much before it comes out. It's just a total favorites fanboy pick that I had no real logic behind when I picked it. It's just, dude, I like Melee more. I've been championing the cause since the day Brawl came out. And, you know, here it is. Here's the fruit of my efforts, where Melee will now win and prove me right. But it's not just me. Like, the Brawl completely fractured the community, and, you know, I like to think I know the community better than most people because I was kind of competitive in Melee for a while, and the community mostly does prefer Melee. It's the casuals that prefer Brawl, and I'll get back on that subject later. Statistically, I actually do think Melee has the advantage here, because if you look at a couple of key matches last year, I think Brawl against Ocarina of Time put up something like 17% or 20%, something along those lines, in the four-way poll. And Melee didn't do that much worse, even when you added Pokemon to the Ocarina of Time match. It has that going for it. It has the community that likes it. If there's rallying going on, there's not a single place Brawl fans can go that where they could get more than 50% of people to vote for it. But the Melee fans have a ton of sites they can go to where they can get at least 90% of the people to vote for Melee. I really, honestly, the more I've looked at this match, like, even though I first picked it just as a total favorites pick, the more I look at it, the more I think Melee is going to win. I don't think people are in love with Brawl anymore. They were for a year or two, and then they just stopped playing it and moved on to something else. You know, I know Brawl sold more. I know the casuals like it more. But the core Smash fan base hates Brawl so much, I don't think they're going to let Melee lose that match. The other point I wanted to make, and I think Transients, however you say his name, he touched on this a little while ago. The Wii's a joke now in polls. The Wii's a joke. There was a Nintendo favorites poll where Smash did really bad compared to Mario and Pokemon, and I think that's going to translate more to Brawl than it will to Melee. I think Melee's going to win this match. It deserves to win this match, and if it loses this match, I hate you all. I absolutely hate you all if you let Melee lose this match. And not only do I think Melee wins the match, I think it wins the whole contest.
Now tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, of course, Alti is a big voice in stats, and Tranny and some others are, and they had all been saying Melee, Melee, Melee leading into the bracket and after it was released. And so a couple weeks back, you and I were talking about it, and we thought it was going to be a huge Melee pick from Board 8 on this one.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention, and I apologize again for cutting you off here. We've seen already we've seen two matches where I think the whole game of the decade thing that you like to talk about matters, like Fallout 3 doing so well and Deus Ex has a lot of critical acclaim. I really do think that's going to help Melee a lot more than Brawl because it's the older game.
The early board pick on this was actually 2-1 in favor of Brawl, which has shocked Yo and I a couple weeks back. And with all the guru brackets rolling in now, it's down a little bit, but Brawl still has 59% of the brackets behind it. Yo, do you have anything to add to what Ulti has taken us through as to why you also are taking Melee in this match?
Well, Ulti contributed quite a mouthful there. Let me see if I can interject some rationale that he might not have touched on. Melee was the biggest Nintendo game for 5 years when Nintendo was still loved on this site. Brawl, you could probably say it's the biggest Nintendo game right now, but it's not nearly as popular as it once was. It doesn't have nearly as many people playing it now that were playing it when it came out. A lot of people got the game. They were so hyped. I was so hyped for this. I was so hyped that I was going to be playing, you know, Ulti and Xtha and N-Freaking Gamer on the internet with Smash Brothers. And then you boot the thing up and you play it, and it's, you know, I'm sorry, but it's just not as good. It wasn't as good. So, like, a few months later, I got my Xbox, and I got Xbox Live, and I started playing Street Fighter on Xbox Live, and I said, holy crap, this is no contest. It is so much better. It's so much better. It's not better than playing Melee with my friends in the same room, but it's so much better than online Brawl. The experience is not even comparable. And I think when a lot of people are going to vote, they're going to remember those 5 years they had, you know, playing Melee and just having a blast. And they're going to remember that more favorably than you know, the few months they played Brawl and then before moving on to superior online Xbox or PlayStation games, even though Brawl might have more stages or more characters or, you know, like a bigger soundtrack, stuff like that. So I think the experience with Melee, that years and years and years where it was like their beloved game, the game they poured more time into than any other, is going to mean a lot to voters. And a point that I was overlooking that Ulti just brought up and that Red Sox brought up earlier, which I think is crucial if the match is close, that you can go to a lot of websites and get a lot of people that are going to favor Melee. There are a lot of, like, old jaded gamers in that community that will pick Melee over Brawl, you know, if you tell them, hey, this match is going on, this big match is going on in GameFAQs, go vote for Melee, and they'll listen to you and they'll do it. But is there any website that'll actually favor Brawl? Is the dojo still up? You must recover. I don't know. But so I think if it's close, Melee definitely has the edge. I think it's fanatical fans, like, just listen to me and Ulti. They're gonna carry it through to win. But honestly, I think it's probably the favorite just because it was for such a long period of time, like, that big, beloved, huge Nintendo game that was, it was like the signature Nintendo game. And the signature Nintendo game is never looks bad.
Speaking of which, Ulti, your even bigger upset than Melee going quite far is something else you have playing in the final. Would you like to tell us your rationale behind your pick of Melee versus something in the final match?
Well, yeah, but let me just comment on people with Melee and Brawl, they keep bringing up the casuals and how they favor Brawl, but GameFAQs is not a site for casual gamers. Like, we don't care about, like, casuals don't come here that much. It's not a point in Brawl's favor, really, that the casuals prefer it, because who cares? But I'm also getting a Mario Samus 2005 kind of vibe from that match. I think Melee easily break, like, 55% the match won't even be close. But the other upset I have is I picked Pokemon to make the final. And my rationale behind this is, you know, I think the hardest match it's going to see in its division is Majora's Mask, which I'm honestly worried it could lose that match. If you look at last year, Pokemon was a beast. Even in Gold, Silver, Crystal, whatever. Well, I'll just call it Pokemon Gold for posterity's sake. Pokemon Gold, when it was in a match with Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow, the flagship franchise, everybody loved this game, Pokemon game. It didn't even get SFF'd. It scored like 41 or 42% in that poll. In that same poll, I think Majora's Mask was in it. I don't have it right in front of me, but I know Gold was in two matches. In the first one, it outright beat Metal Gear Solid during the day, which is obnoxious because Metal Gear Solid is a beast of a game. It could probably take Final Fantasy X one-on-one. And then it goes on, and it doesn't get SFF'd by Red, Blue, and Yellow. And I'm like, what in the world's going on here? Because back then, nobody really, I think a lot of people didn't understand how strong Pokemon was outside the fans. And then, you know, the game's strong enough as is, And then this past year, we get the Heart Gold Soul Silver remake, which sells 10 million copies, which is obnoxious. Black and White comes out. It's the fastest selling game in the history of Japan. You know, the series isn't going anywhere anytime soon. It's going to keep going up. It makes this exponential increase after every single contest. I don't understand why that can't continue. You know, if it beats Majora's Mask, it's going to roll through Wind Waker, I feel. Then it gets Metal Gear Solid 4 or Metal Gear Solid 3 or 4 during a day match, and even during Christmas Vacation. If Pokemon Gold can beat the first Metal Gear Solid during the day, I don't see how a weaker game is going to beat it during a day match. And then it gets to Final Fantasy X in the semifinal. If Pokemon Gold gets to the semifinal and it's got 24 hours to work with, I don't see how Final Fantasy X is going to beat it. I really don't, because Metal Gear Solid 4 is not that much weaker than Final Fantasy X. I think in the semifinal it scored 47% on it, and there was no reason, there was no weird overlap, there was no dumb reason for, you know, your game to do better or worse than it would normally do one-on-one. And I think if Pokemon gets that far, it's going to get rallied out the ass. You know how the Pokemon fans are. They almost had Charizard beating Mario, one-on-one. It's freaking Mario. Like,
woohoo!
It's Super Mario Galaxy!
Okay, I can't go that high.
I feel bad that I can, but dude, it's
fine.
Freaking Mario, and Charizard almost beat it. If you get Pokemon one-on-one against Squaresoft when people are down on Square, they think Final Fantasy always wins. It's got all the makings for an upset if it gets that far. And, you know, I was torn on how far Pokemon Gold would get all contests, but I think it's going to just annihilate everything. I really do. I don't think Final Fantasy X can beat it if it gets that far. And Final Fantasy X better hopes that Zelda or Metal Gear Solid beats it, because I don't think it's in for a world of trouble if Pokemon gets to that point. And I should probably preface this with every single one-on-one match involving Final Fantasy X, I've only gotten one wrong, and that was the Sin Robotnik match in the Villains Contest, and I don't even count it because the match picks sucked. I have a pretty good read on how good Final Fantasy X is, and people are overrating it because of those stupid Game of the Century, Game of the Decade polls where it gets 20% against, you know, 200 other games, and they're all Nintendo. Really think that's the prime candidate for the game that shocks everybody and makes a deep run in this. But then I have it in the final losing to Melee, because I don't think it can out-rally the core Nintendo fan base, which, you know, everybody's going to get pissed off if the final's Melee versus Pokemon, but, you know, it happens.
And just a couple weeks ago, you were saying how it didn't make sense to you. Everyone was taking Pokemon over MGS in a day match, which makes sense, and it is, in fact, the favorite in the Guru, and you said, why is no one? You said, I don't know a single person who's taking it to make the final. And now you not only know someone, you know two someones, because I agree with Alti. Pokemon GSC is my pick to make the finals against Melee. Mm-hmm. We're on the same page there, and I think he mostly touched on it, but with so many big wins over two Zeldas and over Metal Gear Solid, I think it's going to have a huge Charizard-like rally going for it at the time. The other thing I don't like about Final Fantasy X is everyone thinks it's such a favorite. We just saw in that 8-way poll that Final Fantasy X is a game that everyone thinks is going to win. And the other thing that's going to hurt it is it's going to roll so easily through the bracket. It's not going to be challenged at all. It's going to go against, you know, a game that's really loved in RE4, but it's a night match. So FFX is going to just kill that.
If there was any justice, Resident Evil 4 would win that match. It really does deserve to win the contest. Yeah. That game is amazing. And getting fed to Final Fantasy X. I love Final Fantasy X, just to tell everybody. I love the game. The Monster Arena is one of the coolest side quests ever. And beating, like, you know, Omega Gold or Nemesis, whatever it's called. I loved it. I love the game. I got two master files on it. I played it for, like, 400 hours. It's an outstanding game. But I just don't think it can beat Pokemon in a semifinal when nobody likes Square anymore. I don't think anything related to Squaresoft late in contests, I don't think can do it anymore. We saw it in the series contest, and it's only gotten worse ever since.
Yep, and exactly. And if RE4 could have gotten that match in a day in the day I would seriously consider it, but I just can't see it in the night. And then FF's going to win so easily that everyone will be saying, why does Final Fantasy always win? I'm so sick of Square and Cloud always winning these when Link's not around. And I think that is just another point in Pokemon's favor that could get it into that final match. So pretty big upset there. We don't have all the brackets in, but last I checked, only 7 people are agreeing with me and Alti going with Pokemon to get there. The other big upset that I have in my bracket, I'm taking a lot of heat for it, but let me just explain. Metroid Prime will not only beat Half-Life 2,
it'll move on,
face Fallout, and defeat Fallout in a 1v1 match to earn a spot in the Final Four. And this is something that I said I was going to back Galaxy and Prime heading into this year, and I'm sticking to my guns there. And basically, to me, it just feels like Nintendo in a 1v1 situation is being badly undervalued by people across the board. And, of course, everyone has some respect for Melee, and Pokemon, of course, has been on the upswing. But I don't think that the Metroid fan base in a 1v1 setting has ever really disappointed us. Prime and other Metroids have done bad in multi-way pulls, and when they go against Zelda or Mario, they always get killed. But against non-Nintendo opponents, they always put on good performances. You know, we had Prime beating Half-Life 1 head-to-head with 56% of the vote, and we also had, back when they first came out, Metroid Prime 2 defeating Half-Life 2 in the Game of the Year polls for that year. Now, the counter to that is, you know, Valve's on the upswing. We've been talking about that a lot. Everyone liked the orange box. But I still feel that when push comes to shove, the Metroid fan base is going to be there for this game. We're talking about a fan base that not only put up 53% on Pokemon. Now, at the time, we all thought that was embarrassing. But little did we know that ever since the Nintendo boost back in 2004, Pokemon has been no laughing matter.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
A straight up win there.
I feel like I'm missing an inside joke here.
The inside joke will be me having a hearty laugh when you lose 32-64 points in your bracket.
Honestly, is possible. I mean, you're making good points, but the only problem is Metroid, I don't see where you're coming from with this Metroid always impresses one-on-one stuff, because every Metroid game always ends up getting killed. I mean, granted, it is always by Zelda or Mario. Metroid is predominantly not a game that Nintendo fans particularly care about that much. Honestly, if it was a favorites bracket, I would pick Metroid Prime to get that far, because I think it's better than Half-Life 2 and Fallout 3. But it's just, there's something about it I don't trust. And it only got 56% against the first Half-Life. This is the second Half-Life, when Valve is just begging people to buy the game. They're paying people to take the game for free first. It's just obnoxious. And I don't trust it against Half-Life 2 in that match. Ed Bellis just made a Rate the Game topic, rate Metroid Prime. I gave it a 10. And I said anybody who doesn't give it a 10 doesn't deserve video games, because Metroid Prime is amazing. But I don't trust it in polls.
Obviously, games are different from characters, but we are talking about the fan base that only last season held Cloud to a mere 53% of the vote in a 1v1 setting. And I don't think that is something to laugh off. And obviously, we're going to have the Metroid Prime version of Samus in the match pick, which has always been her strongest view. And I think that's going to help it. The other thing that I like is, as Ulti mentioned, when it comes to critical acclaim, when it comes to great reviews and people remembering it as one of the games of the generation, I think Prime has that over nearly anything in the bracket. Half-Life 2, of course, has it as well. But that's more for the Fallout match. The other thing I like is people are kind of down on new Nintendo these days. But if anything, it seems to be making them more nostalgic for the good old days of the GameCube.
Right.
And I think that's something that is going to come into play in the Smash matchup. People thinking, man, the good old days with Melee, that was so awesome. I think it could also help Prime in a similar situation to say, you know, the GameCube had, while it had some really great games, and Prime in a lot of people's minds, stood out as the very best of them. Yo, how crazy am I here?
I actually don't think you're that crazy, despite my kind of ribbing you a little bit, because I understand your rationale. As, you know, uptreading as Fallout 3 and Half-Life 2 might be, they are still Western games up against a true blue Nintendo game in a one-on-one match, and in almost any scenario, you could just say that. It's a Western game up against a true Nintendo game, and there's your argument, and people could understand, you know, why you're going the way you're going just based off that. But I actually did a lot of research into this one, and it sounds so corny to say that I did research into something like this. But yeah, I spent some time with it because I wanted to give it to Prime. I mean, it looks like Ulti likes Prime. Looks like you like Prime. Let's have a third person talk, you know, speak fondly of Prime. When I played it in late 2002, I couldn't believe that a game this good and this far ahead of everything else was out in 2002. It seemed like I was playing the best game from like 5 years in the future. You know, it fell through a time warp and fell into my GameCube, and that's what I was playing. I could not believe how good that game was, and I wanted to give it, you know, I wanted to give it that semifinal berth so bad. But in 2004, it only beat the original Half-Life with like 56%. You rewind, you know, to last year, 09, Final Fantasy IX beat it with 59%. Granted, you know, an Ocarina of Time was in the poll, mopping everything up, but still, it didn't make Metroid Prime look very good, in my opinion. Half-Life 2 is treading so high up, and, you know, the strongest Metroid game has always been Super Metroid. I think it won a Which Is Your Favorite Metroid Game poll. It beat Metroid Prime even with the other 2D Metroids in it, so it's clearly the strongest, and that one is strong enough to, like, barely beat Super Mario Kart. So I don't think Metroid Prime is just that strong. Maybe it's just the genre, like the FPS genre just doesn't make it as strong with Nintendo fans. I think certainly it has a shot. I would have loved to pull the trigger on it, but I just can't see it as the favorite. I've got to back Half-Life 2 as the favorite there.
Yeah, and I really did not want to take it to the Final Four, but I just do not have a ton of faith in Fallout 3.
If you're going to take it over Half-Life 2, you may as well take it over Fallout 3, basically.
Yeah, that's basically how I felt, is that whichever one of those two comes out of here is going to beat Fallout. And I mean, I have a lot of respect for what Fallout's done recently, but I just feel as you get down to the end of the contest, nostalgia comes into play, the older classics come into play, what really defined the generation, and I don't think Fallout is that game. Just a little bit too recent to really fit that criteria.
Does Metroid Prime even count as, like, because I'm reading here, I looked this up while YoBlazer was talking, and it says Retro Studios is based out of Austin, Texas. So wouldn't that make Metroid Prime kind of Western? Or am I just, like, totally wrong here?
Western, it definitely had, like, the big Kyoto Nintendo influence. Like, Miyamoto and the other guys were checking up with them every step of the way, make sure they don't, you know, bastardize the glorious Nippon franchise that is Metroid. Although they did such a crazy-ass good job.
Yeah, because I don't keep up with gamer news or any of that stuff. Like, people always talk about how the GameCube was a failure of a system. But, like, I loved my GameCube. I had Metroid Prime and Smash Bros. Melee and Fire Emblem 9. I'm happy. That's a good system for me.
Yeah, GameCube ruled.
GameCube was awesome.
Yeah, forget the haters.
All right, the last part we're going to talk about, some value upsets. Kind of picks that you didn't quite have the guts to take yourself, but now you're looking at these stats here and you say, wow, that game is really undervalued. Like, an upset there could really pay off for people. Yo, could you give us one of those that you're spotting here in the stats?
Yeah, there is only one big one for me, and the reason there's only one was because it jumped out so much just right in my face. There was really no room for me to process anything else, and I can't even believe this is an upset. We've already touched on it. I don't care if everybody in the universe hates it or not, but it's Final Fantasy XII. I still cannot believe that game is such an underdog against Portal. I didn't take it. I probably wouldn't take it if I had to go back. You know, no reason to, really, but to be that big of an underdog when you're a mainline Final Fantasy game, that one just strikes me as just way off there. And I'm just still very, very surprised so few people took it. And I mean, if you're one of those few who did and you pay off, then how many points is that? That's like a second and a third round match right there.
Yeah, that would be huge if it did work out for you. Ulti, could you give us one, something that was way undervalued that you kind of wish you maybe would have pulled the trigger on?
Looking at it now, at the end of The Division with Zelda, Twilight Princess, that match against Kingdom Hearts could be really hard for it. It might actually lose. That's a big value pick that no one took because everyone says, you know, mainline Zelda game one-on-one, Zelda always wins, and it might even be a day match.
I believe it's a day match.
Zelda and Kingdom Hearts are probably even in the day anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, Kingdom Hearts 2, I think, didn't it almost beat Twilight Princess last year? One of those, something along those lines.
It was fairly close in a match with Resident Evil 4 being there as well, yeah.
Yeah, all three of those games are very close.
I think the first Kingdom Hearts is stronger than 2. I could absolutely see Kingdom Hearts beating Zelda one-on-one, which is crazy. No one is going to pick that match. Another big one I actually think is correctly picking Pokemon's path. I don't want to keep coming back to it, but you know, if you correctly pick where Pokemon Crystal goes in this contest, you're going to be way ahead of everybody because it could do anything from lose to Majora's Mask to make the final, and anything in between could happen. Another match that we haven't even touched on yet is Metal Gear Solid 3 versus 4. It's the one thing in the hierarchy we're not sure of yet. We know that 1's the strongest game, and 2's probably the weakest. We don't know where 3 and 4 are. And Metal Gear Solid 3, it seems to be a little bit more liked by the casuals, but the Metal Gear Solid fans, I think they overwhelmingly favor 4. I don't think a lot of people are picking 3. Either maybe I'm just out of tune with what people are doing here, but it just seems like the overwhelming majority of the board's picking 4, and most of the casuals are going to pick 3, and it could be one of those like guru buster type of matches that we always see every contest. And the winner of that could be Pokemon, who knows?
Yeah, that's a funny one because talking about that week with me and Yo and Tranny, we all were siding with Metal Gear Solid 3. And that seems to be one where they certainly, the board did not listen to us because it's, 4 is more than a 2-to-1 favorite over 3 in that match. And I do agree, if anything, it should be closer to a toss-up. I mean, you can make a good case for either of them, but I don't see one being a huge favorite over the other like it is set up right now. And now it's time for Alex's favorite section of the podcast. Let's get into it. Yo, what do you have for us this week?
Yes, yes, and welcome everyone to Infidel and Divine Prophet of the Week, the segment where we highlight the best and worst of contest-related board happenings. Returning from our 1 week sabbatical, and we promised you guys a big one, and that is exactly what we have for you. So if you're looking for infidels, how about 90% of the entire board for losing their perfect brackets 12 hours into the damn thing? What happened, guys? I thought we were supposed to be good at this. I'm not sure if we've ever gotten off to this bad of an immediate start in a one-on-one contest, but let's see, individual infidels for this travesty. I'm going to have to give one to myself. I had Rock Band 2 winning with about 55%, relatively benign 55% at first. I changed it to 60% with minutes before match time. Thank you, I'll be here all week. And as bad as that is, it does not approach. It comes nowhere near the next infidel who had Rock Band 2 with 73.33%. Do you mind explaining your rationale for us, Ulti Materializer X?
I thought Deus Ex was going to totally suck and Rock Band wouldn't.
Yeah, there you go. And
sorry.
No, it's all right. You're just an infidel. No virgins for you. And the only infidel for the week who had nothing to do with the Rock Band and Deus Ex match, guess who it is? No surprise, Black Turtle, for saying that Guitar Hero 2 is much better than Melee. Now, I'm all for, you know, diversity when it comes to opinions. That's fine. But sometimes your opinions are just dumb. And here's one, you know, fantastic case of that. So Black Turtle, our first repeat infidel of the week. And we got actually a ton of divine prophets here. The most worthy ones, I'm going to rattle them off to you, are Fett, Spike Dragon, Wiggs, Super Angelo, and N-Girl, the unsung heroes of the Guru contest. Now, everybody knows that the Guru is a Endgamer's pet project, but these guys are the ones who help out entering stuff, making sure everything runs properly, helping people out. And now that we've reached a point where every single person on the entire board enters the guru and every single person loves it, I think that these guys definitely deserve praise for the work that they do. So good job to you guys there.
And absolutely.
They've definitely like made it, you know, a lot funner for me. It's just the site's always running smoothly and they're ace. Let's put it that way. And a big divine prophet here, the continent of Europe, for not only pushing Deus Ex to the huge upset win, but I got the feeling that they were supporting it more in their brackets. And for a couple of examples here, Smurf Divine Prophet for emerging out of nowhere, picking Deus Ex, and he actually had a couple of good stats topic posts. So good on you for that, Smurf, and my boy Vlado for banking his 100 points after Fallout 3. He's ahead of every single person on the board now. I'm not sure if we're ever going to catch up. And, you know, Vlado, if you'd ever be willing to give me any, like, sound, you know, fiscal, financial, conservative advice, I will take that to the bank, brother. A couple of divine prophets here that not a lot of people will agree with, but then again, I am unique in how I look at the board. A lot of people would give these to Infidel of the Weeks, but not me. BioLizard for having a very mild, you know, I can't say it was a big one, a very mild meltdown over a meaningless 1-point match. I just love it when he does that. That's about it. And last Divine Prophet of the Week, a future Board 8 legend. This guy is taking a rocket to the top. Real up-and-comer. Bob324, as Ulti touched on, he complained that Deus Ex wasn't winning by enough.
Oh, now, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, I am so glad that I caught this topic, because usually when a contest starts, I just kind of huddle myself up in the stats topic, and my kind of communication with the board like begins and ends with Leonhart, basically. And so I usually miss these great topics. I'm so glad that I caught this one, and to watch this guy like speak and to air out his opinions, it was just fantastic. This guy's taken just a rocket, slingshot, straight to the top. You know, look for him in the next user of the year. Absolutely fantastic. Divine Prophet of the Week, Bob324. Back to you, NG.
All right. Some very worthy winners there. A few questionable choices, but no, I like the uniqueness of your picks. That's what that segment is all about. All right. I think that pretty much does it for this week. Ulti, did you have any final parting thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Thanks for having me on. I look forward to hopefully doing well in this. And Melee better beat Brawl, or I'm never going to forgive any of you.
Was great to have Ulti on, and of course, if you like this show, you're in for more. He will be back for our post-contest analysis to wrap things up at the end of the year. And yo, as always, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you, and I've got to go look for a contest where I can vote for Link.
I hate you so much.
Be sure to join us again next week when we'll be talking about an exciting and riveting win for Mario Sunshine over Halo 3. So watch for that, and of course all the other action in the coming week. And this is the show heading out, and we will see you next week.
Clean is better than dirty, everybody. Waiting for